Thank you, Annie. Excuse me. Now then, a sculpture for a poet gets go-ahead despite his widow's objections. Oh dear. Planning permission has been granted for a sculpture in honour of Ted Hughes in Mytheroyd, even though his widow does not want it. Calderdale Council has approved plans for the 2-metre-high sculpture to mark the work of the famous poet who was born in the village. The proposals were opposed by Mr. Hughes' widow, Carol, who wrote to the council saying she had not been consulted and did not think the design, depicting a large milk churn and 2 life-size foxes, was appropriate. Last autumn, Jeff Wood of Royd Regeneration, who submitted the plans, said he was disappointed to hear her concerns and said he had been under the impression Mrs. Hughes, who lives in Devon, knew about the sculpture and was comfortable with it. Mr. Wood said full consultation had been done with Ted Hughes' charity, the Elmet Trust. It felt uncomfortable for the village to feel it could not honour Mr. Hughes, who died in 1998. He was born in Aspinall Street in Mytheroyd and lived there, attending Burnley Road School, now Burnley Road Academy, until the age of 7, when his family moved to Mexborough. Nature played a part in the poet's work, with his boyhood in the Calder Valley providing some significant inspiration. If it goes ahead, the sculpture will be in the centre of the village and would increase interest in Mr. Hughes's legacy, said the planning application. Approving the plans, council planners said objections were largely concerned with the subject matter and its relation to the character of Mr. Hughes. Whilst there have been 4 strong objections to the sculpture, they related to the subject matter and potential cost of the fabrication, they said. The council's principal conservation officer raised no concerns in relation to the siting or design of the sculpture in planning terms. The sculpture will be placed next to the central bridge in the heart of Mytheroyd, says the application. Ted Hughes was a poet laureate. He was the youngest of the 3 children of William and Edith Hughes, who were both from well-known Calder Valley families.